This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is good to have you listening on a Thursday. Tomorrow, happy Friday and a long weekend. We're in studio, by the way. We will not be out tomorrow. So if you want to go join, I believe Andy and Randy are going to be out tomorrow. But we are actually in studio. And here's the deal, Mike, as we are getting ready for a long weekend, the Falcons assistant coaches, meaning the OC and the DC, spoke to the media yesterday. And these are guys we want to hear from right now because they are evaluating where we're at. Now, Zach Robinson doesn't have a new offensive weapon to play with, right? I mean, we didn't do that this year.
Right.
We did draft an offensive lineman in the seventh round.
I think we got enough guys on that side.
I agree with you. But Jeff Ulbrich does have some new pieces to play with. And before we get to him, let's hear Zach, because the real question is about the growth of Michael Penix. Here's what our OC said about it.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I think, obviously, that next-level understanding of everything is an offense, you know, from a run game standpoint and, you know, play-action pass, and we're getting into a lot of our drop-back concepts. But it's great for him to hear these things, you know, obviously year two going into it. And then we do have a decent amount of new stuff, too, that's keeping everybody engaged and fresh, too. So he's doing a great job. He speaks up in meetings when he needs to and when he feels like it's appropriate to talk to the receivers. You know, a couple times it came up even to this morning in meetings. So he's doing a great job. He's such a smart player, and he's got great concept understanding of everything that's going on. So it's been cool to see him just keep taking the next jump. And then obviously once we hit, you know, and get real reps, that's where we'll see another jump in terms of just actually getting those plays repped live.
He's talking about Michael Penix Jr. The growth has got to come from the OC as well. And Mike and I discussed this. If you missed it, go back, rewind on the Odyssey app. You can hear all of our interviews and everything that's going on with the show if you missed a segment. But we were saying, like, as important as it is Penix, who will, you know, be the starter when the season rolls around after playing just three games last year, the growth in Zach Robinson being an OC, Mike, for the second year and the play calling.
Right. Now, a 180 he kind of had to pull in the middle of the season because all the eggs were in the Kirk Cousins basket. And they wrote it as best they could. Like, we've covered that, you know, when you should have pulled Kirk. I understand the logic when we used to argue with Coach Raheem Morris about that. You had a veteran, you know, a Charger game is a one-possession game, and you just didn't feel ready to put Penix because, you know, you have to have the game plan for him. So regardless, now it's his turn, because I thought, you know, the game plan for the Commanders game was pretty darn good.
I agree.
And he certainly, other than the one mistake in the first possession, and that was probably just jitters. Michael probably never admit it, nervous, but he was money. And the throws we talked about, you know, the accuracy, getting the ball to Pitts, you know, the mix of run and pass, I thought was pretty good. I just thought, you and I said it, we were really a little nervous about Zach. I'm going to put words in your mouth. Nervous about Zach Robinson those first couple games, because the Pittsburgh game looked like nothing like we expected. Run the damn ball, play action pass, and that wasn't any of the case. It was all, you know, in the shotgun.
I think we realized,
or pistol,
yeah. We realized fairly quickly, though, he was going to be limited with his play calling.
Right.
And, you know, at least after the first week. Then you get to the Eagles game, and you're like, what the hey is going on? He looks great. Either way, I just feel like some of those plays were taken out of the playbook. That's not going to be the case, hopefully, with Michael Penix Jr. Here is our OC, Zach Robinson, also talking about another guy we're all curious in, and that's Kyle Pitts. What is he going to do this season? What are the expectations from the OC?
Yeah, I think, you know, for Kyle, it's just how can he take that next step of, you know, next level of details, next level of consistency, all those things that we've talked about kind of with him and have talked about in the past. And, you know, he's in year two of the system, and I think the thing we've always talked about with Kyle is just play fast. Like, no matter what, play fast, take the thinking out involved with it. But yeah, that's more of what we're looking for from Kyle, is just that next level of understanding of the offense and, you know, just the intent of what we're trying to get done. And then ultimately, just play fast no matter what. And that's what we'll coach him up on when we hit the field next week, and we'll continue to coach him up.
Play fast. Look, I don't know if that's any indicator, and I made this reference earlier as well when I said, you know, I think it was Zach talking about Kyle, and when you use that phrase, you're making it sound as if he's not playing fast. Mike, for some reason,
right.
Is he thinking too much? And maybe that's not – or maybe that's the reason why he wasn't where he needed to be. Maybe that's why he didn't get the ball as much. I don't know. But all the excuses are off the table. That's all I know. Everything that we've talked about, whether it's new quarterback, new system, new coordinator, he's hurt, he's been injured, everything's off the table. I just want to see the dude ball and be productive. And, you know, I said last year, all that pressure of him being the key to the offense, which I truly still believe.
Right.
Imagine him living up to his potential and how it opens up things for everybody else.
Right. So this is a new chapter when it comes to how we discuss, at least the coaching staff discusses Pitts. Play fast.
Play fast.
Okay. All right, whatever you got to do there, play fast. You know, be the best pitch you can be while you play fast.
Play fast.
Now, route running, all the other things. I know that every time I mention Pitts, I kind of mention, you know, how Drake London is kind of in the part of the field we thought when we drafted him he would be. And you could use him all over the field. See, that's the thing. Let's break this down. And I'll get it off of just dogging out Pitts for every time we talk about him. The way they've used him, I thought this guy was going to be like the secret weapon all over the field. Never been the case, really. Save for a few times. Yeah, he might be on one side, the other side of the other formation, but it's just kind of been kind of static.
Well, that's
you know, from Arthur Smith, who drafted him.
Correct.
You know, through last year. I mean, and then we can get into if he's not running crisp routes or he tunes out because they're not using him or whatever, but they've never utilized him the way I thought there was before. We can get into what he does or doesn't
Mike,
do.
Mike, I think you make a great point, because here's what you're saying, and this is the part where I've been like, great coordinators find ways to get great players the ball. The problem is you guys don't know at this point if Kyle Pitts is a great player. I think many of you think he's a really good player, and he's shown flashes, but you don't know if he's a great player. But you're right. I'm going to find ways, and I've said this, 10, 11, 12 plays a game. If we got 70 plays, Mike, in a game, and I got 10 or 11, I got to find the 6'5 guy that runs like a deer at some point in this offense. And if it's in the slot, if he's in the backfield, I don't give a damn how you line him up. And that's the point you're making that I agree with. Like, this idea that you play one side or one position and this is what I need you to do, and if it's not there, we're not going to you, create something.
Right. Like, I'll ask Arch next time we see him, have they used him in the slot more than I remember? Have they motioned him directly to a catch? You know what I mean? Where you get the mismatch, get the DBs moving, then
you know
all of a sudden.
What?
I mean, these are things I thought we'd do.
Why don't we do one of those quick, I don't know, I don't remember us doing this, where, you know, it's a quick hitter. He backs up two steps.
Bingo.
We hit him and let him go. Let some of these other guys block for him. You're telling me he can't pick up 7, 8, 10 yards? Maybe
right.
He breaks it with his speed.
Right.
Those are the creative things that I think we've neglected going to, or at least trying to do with Kyle Pitts.
I just thought, again, that Matt could have probably done it. Matt and Julio couldn't do a high point. He never did one with him because it was only 1 year. Then you had two bums at quarterback.
Bum.
And you know, it's just one of those. I've just assumed Kirk Cousins got Pitts more involved in the red zone than anybody else. And the Tampa game is one.
Yeah.
And then Penix does it in the Commanders game, which is almost like a playoff game because it was all the stakes were high on Sunday night. But that's why, you know, that's a dude that should be the red zone weapon. Pitts should be that guy. You know, I mean, he's got the speed and the ability to shove a guy. That's the thing that Rodney Harrison brought up that night on TV. He's too big to play that soft. Use your physicality to box a guy out. Let the refs call a flag, they call a flag. But let's see, use your size to your advantage.
Yeah, I've been saying it for 5 years.
Right, you have.
You're too big to allow these DBs to be defending you the way they are. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear from our DC, Mike, because this is the side of the ball we're really interested in. Come on, let's be honest. You want to see how much better this defense is going to be. You also want to see what Jeff Ulbrich is going to do with these pieces. Let's hear him talk about James Pierce Jr. How is he progressing? What has he seen?
He's going to create some serious problems for offenses, you know, because, you know, he's one of the guys, you know, as that, you know, as we approach the draft, collectively, we were very high on as far as ability to rush off the edge. And, you know, there's a lot of guys you got to fabricate for, and there's guys that fabricate for themselves. And he's one of those guys that he doesn't need a whole lot of scheme to get him going. You know, we can put him on the edge and let him rip it, and he's going to be a problem. You know, and I'm super excited what he'll become. Now, a lot of work to do, and fortunately, we have a really good group that he's joining. So there's going to be a lot of really cool competition within that group. But you know, expect a lot from him. We do.
Okay. That is Jeff Ulbrich. And I do too, Brick. I expect a lot from him because you guys went back in the first round and got him. And you don't make moves like that unless these guys are difference makers. Mike, the thing about Pierce is, and we don't know this yet about him in the NFL, but you got to be able to win one-on-one battles, man. Can he just flat out beat some of the best tackles in the league? That like I'm not sure. Brick said some guys you have to fabricate for. That's he's talking about. I'm running schemes and different things to try to get guys to the quarterback. And then there's some guys that just go, I got this. That's the Aaron Donalds of the world, the Lawrence Taylors, right? The guy, I got this. The T.J. Watts, right? The Trey Hendricksons, right. I got this. I'm just going to beat my guy, and whatever you guys do is fine. Is he that guy? Because that's what I need to know.
Right, and we've got guys, like we drafted these guys. The thing is, how are you going to use him? If I see anybody drop, now Jalen maybe can drop back in coverage because he can do that.
He can do that.
But I don't want to see, you know, Leonard Floyd doing that. I don't want to see Pierce. I want to see Pierce hand in the dirt or just walking up and getting it. Speaking of which, how are these guys going to be used? You're hearing from Jeff Ulbrich. Is it Taren Walk who writes for the Falcons website? Anyway, Taren wrote an article today, and they're talking to Nate Ollie, who's the D-line coach.
Yes, yes.
How do you like this on your Thursday, Falcon fans? We are implementing an attack-style front.
Attack!
Attack! Achilles! Attack! Yeah, it's like we're trying to be Mike Tyson and throw haymakers. We're getting off the ball, attacking, throwing haymakers. No jabs. It's all haymakers. Okay. Okay, Nate Ollie. I'm up for that. That's what we want to hear. Now go get the quarterback, baby. I love it. You can implement it.
He's a good coach, Mike. I hope that he can make a difference here. We talk about coaching all the time, and you coach guys up. I think he's going to be a difference maker. That's what I believe, but we're going to see. I love the approach because we don't do enough of that. We don't attack enough. How many times have we looked at each other like, let's just go after these guys? I don't care if we get beat. If we get beat, the quarterback made an amazing throw. In the NFL, all these guys get paid a lot of money. But 9 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, Mike, you're going to get there. You're going to get some pressure.
See, how many guys thought you were going to get a Agamemnon and Troy reference on your afternoon drive show? Attack! You can never have enough rushers, Ollie said. Really, I stamped that. I stand on that.
I stand on it.
Cosign. Here's the thing. There's no way in God's green earth we don't get any more sacks. And I heard Randy asking the question today of Andy. And I thought it was a great question from Randy Mack. Are we going to have anybody in double digits, or is the wealth going to be spread across the board?
No, man. Look, I don't even care about that. I care about the
couple guys with eight.
I care about the total number.
Right.
The total number at the end of the season is what matters. If we don't have a dominant guy, I'm fine with that, Mike. But we can't be in the 30s.
Yeah,
we can't have 35 sacks at the end of the season when the top teams and the top defenses are 60, 65, 70 in some cases. We can't do that.
Yeah, if you look at the Falcons sack totals over the years, it's you know, never mind you guys, how painful it's been just getting after the quarterback. It's just something we've not done. You know, you go back and you look at 2015, 19 sacks, 34 when Beasley popped, 39 and 17, arguably the best, I think, the last great defense the Falcons had. The year we beat the Rams out in L.A., should have beat the Eagles. We had 39 sacks that year. 37, 28, 29, 18, 21, 42 under Ryan Nielsen.
Yeah.
And then 31 last year with Jimmy Lake.
To use Ulbrich's phrase, a lot of fabrication, though, under Ryan. We didn't have a dominant pass rusher,
right,
but he schemed enough up that
was
we got
after.
That was
the Calais Campbell, Bud Dupree season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. All right, man. 404-726-0929. You guys are more than welcome to chime in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
And just stuff that we are trying to take in from our OC and our DC, and what it's going to mean as the Falcons get back on the field next week. Vets will be there, by the way, next week. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Grant McCauley. We'll get back into the Knicks choke job and what it means for Tyrese Halliburton, because he became a villain last night, and it's great for the NBA. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.